and the marvelous clouds sail by, marvelous clouds. Unlocked in the soft summer sky, marvelous clouds.
It's good to remember that clouds can be marvelous. And we'll hear in a moment why the ocean beaches get different clouds than the rest of Western Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld here with Cliff Mass of the UW to break down this week's weather. Cliff, we broke a minor rain record yesterday. Is that going to continue?
Well, there's some more rain today. A few showers are coming in on the coast, and they will spread into the interior. So there will be some rain today, not continuous rain. And in fact, it's possible we'll even see a thunder shower mixed in because the air is just unstable enough to give us a view.
A thunderstorm?
That's right. You know, we have a situation where the air is cold enough aloft and the sun is strong enough to warm the surface to give us enough difference in temperature in the vertical to actually allow the potential for a weak thunderstorm. Not like the thunderstorms again. In the Midwest, one of the wimpy thunderstorms we get around here.
But have an umbrella or a hood and be prepared.
That's right. There'll be some showers spreading through, but it looks better as we get into the weekend.
No more rain records this weekend, I guess.
No. Well, tomorrow will be clouds. There'll be some showers potentially in the morning. It'll start improving. And the temperatures will be slightly warmer than today. Maybe 60, low 60s, mostly cloudy. Few sprinkles in the morning, but you know, not too bad. Sunday looks better. It'll be dry on Sunday. A lot of clouds, though. It'll be partly cloudy probably in the afternoon. Temperatures getting up into the mid-60s. And then, in fact, it looks like Monday will be the best of the 3 days coming up. And temperatures could get into the low 70s, partly cloudy, pretty decent day.
And then next week, more sunshine or is
next what? Week is just going to be blah. It'll be a lot of clouds, maybe a few light sprinkles, nothing serious. But that'll be better than we've had the last week. I mean, the last week, a lot of places have gotten an inch and a half or more of rain. We've gotten the whole months of June rainfall in the first week of June. So it's been a pretty wet week, and I don't think next week will be like it.
You said before we're expecting a pretty normal June.
Well, I think we're going to end up being above normal in rainfall at this rate because we're so high right now. So we're bound to have a wetter than normal June. The second half of June, I can't say much about, but it certainly looks like next week is going to be much closer than normal.
Now, all these clouds, you explained once that they're coming in from the ocean, marine air, pushing on shore. So what if you're right on the beach facing the Pacific? Is that more cloudy or less cloudy?
Well, the interesting thing is we often see a situation where there's less clouds right on the coast. In fact, this was so important that, you know, a few days ago when we had the transit of Venus, I told people who were in the coastal area to go right up to the coast, right to the water, and that would be their best shot at seeing the sun.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? You think that you're standing right there on the ocean, that's where the clouds are going to be right on top of you.
Well, not quite. See, what happens is there's clouds over the ocean. There's these showers and sun breaks. But what happens is, as the air starts going over land, the air is relatively cool. The land is really getting warmed up now by the sun. You know, this is June. The sun is extremely powerful. It's heating the surface. So you get the cold air coming off the ocean over the warm land. That causes a very big temperature change in the vertical. And as I've said many times in this program, that often produces cumulus clouds and convection. And so what happens is, as the air comes in, you know, there may be a few showers, but the air gets more and more unstable. It gets warm more and more at the surface. And the further you are inland, the more chance there is for these showers to develop. So it's better right on the coast.
Just a little sliver there, huh?
Well, just a few miles. There's another reason that things tend to deteriorate inland is that the air is moving quite fast over the ocean. The ocean is aerodynamically smooth. Water is relatively smooth, not a lot of drag. And the air is able to go pretty fast. It goes inland, and there's all these trees and hills and houses and stuff. That slows down the air. So the air comes in fast, and it slows down. And so it kind of piles up as it goes inland. And you can't pile up air forever. That forces some of the air to rise. And rising air tends to cause clouds and precipitation. So that's another reason that you tend to get clouds and showers as you get inland from the coast.
Huh, a double whammy. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to a podcast of our conversations at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.